Welcome back, everyone, to Horror and Heels. So fucking cold. I live in New York. It is not. I don't know why. Next year, Rach, next year, Jen, during the wintertime, guess what we're watching? Movies.
Movies.
In the South. Why am I sitting here while it's snowing outside watching a movie of desolate snow?
It sets the mood. It helps you get in the mood for the movie. You're frozen on my screen and I don't know why. This is so weird.
Well,
it's fine. It's still recording.
Yeah.
So The Lodge is the movie that we're talking about, by the way.
A lot of wintry scenes. And just right off the bat, who's the villain of this movie for you?
The kids.
The dad.
I don't know why. Like, he was hardly even in it. I mean, but I know why. Because he shouldn't have set that up in the first place.
Listen, first of all, had to reread the wiki because I wasn't entirely sure. So let's get into this movie. This man tells the wife, his estranged wife, the beautiful, incomparable Alicia Silverstone. First of all, as if you could do better than her, let's move on. That he is going to marry this child bride that the kids have already said
they don't like her.
They don't like. They
that's
have
not. That's. I don't believe in marrying like based on your kids. If your kids are grown, and you don't like who I'm marrying, that's your problem. You have to get over it.
But kids that are 8 year old.
But kids that are living with you and like still have to grow up with that person.
And also, this isn't a new person. This is the whore that we later find out broke up your marriage. Okay? A lot of problems with her. He tells her that they're getting married. It doesn't seem like a large swath of time has gone by if they have not finalized the divorce. And good sir, you're giving a lot of credit to the state divorce board and whatever state you live in, because you said something like you're getting married in a few months. It takes almost a year in most states. after you two sign and stamp, and from experience.
Yeah, I don't know what state they were in. Actually, I would actually argue that the mom is a villain, that Alicia Silverstone is a villain also. Because why, like, it's kind of, you left, like, you're leaving your kids.
Yes, I mean, but clearly when you get to that point, that poor woman was so tortured. I mean,
that scene was crazy. Like,
you can even see, like, she's having visions of that girl being in the house. She is on the verge of a mental break before she even gets the news that he is marrying this girl. Yeah. And I keep referring to her as a girl. She is not a grown woman. And I can point out the multiple reasons why she's not a grown woman, but we'll get there.
Yeah. That scene where she, her shooting herself was insane. I was like, oh my God.
It was coming and I was still like, whoop, there it is.
I had no idea. It was so quick because they didn't set it up like it, like I was like, oh, I think it was when I first saw it, I was kind of half doing something else. And so I looked up like right as she was digging in her purse and she just did it so quick. I was like, oh my God. Like it was such a shock.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, that's a really pretty pocket. Oh, she's
like, all right, I guess.
Also, where did she get that purse?
I like how she just had a glass of wine and was like, well, I'm out. It was so shocking. And then you already know that the kids don't like this woman. And so I would have told the girlfriend, we have to postpone this marriage. Like,
so here's first things first. The brother is brother goals all the way. He is handling the emotional heavy lifting of his sister.
Oh, yeah.
Which, good for him, but dad, never does he mention that he's gotten any grief counseling for the children. Okay, so we can go ahead and just assume he hasn't. Now, 6 months, once again, had a Wikipedia this because the audaciousness of it. And he says to them, let's go to the family cabin that we shared holidays with your mother. She's been dead 6 months.
You're fine.
The whore that wrecked our marriage, gonna bring her. But even better than that, I'm not even fucking gonna stay. I'm gonna drop you with this mentally unstable bat case, because she is. And the kids bring that up to him and say, isn't she crazy? And he says, who said that? And they go, she was in your book. This woman was raised in a cult, we come to find out. Not a good look, sir.
She was rescued when she was like 12, or like, and it was like a suicidal cult.
Yeah.
Like the cool, like, what was that? The one that happened?
Drink the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, the Kool-Aid one, or the white tennis shoes one.
Waco.
Yeah. Yeah, and she got out of it when she was
a documentary on HBO.
Mm. I need to watch that show. But
So he says this, and the kids say no. Good sir, that's the end of that conversation.
Yep.
I understand we wouldn't have had a movie, but good sir, that's the end of that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, somehow he browbeats his kids. Now, first of all, Crazy Pants don't drive. She's got to bring her stupid little dog with her everywhere. She looks about 17. I mean, like, how long has she been out?
She did look young.
Now, we know that she is at least getting some sort of help for her cult life, because she is on intense medication. And I say that as a woman who takes medication. She was very regimented on it, which means she has been on it a long time. So that can go real bad real quick, as we come to find out. Sir, your kids don't know this woman. I don't care how young, tight, and moist her pussy is. Could not leave your children unattended with a woman they don't know for any amount of time. For any amount of time, especially when they have already demonstrated a desire not to be around her.
A strong desire. Like, not even just like,
we don't like her. No.
Yeah, it's like,
she's a psychopath and we don't want to spend time with her.
They didn't like her when their mom was still alive. Like,
no.
I don't get that. How you can do that. And then, like we said, force them into this situation that they don't want to be in the first place. Bad move.
And then to not even stay.
Yeah.
Not a good look, sir.
He was probably doing that, oh, I hope maybe if I leave, then they'll get along, or they'll figure out how to get along with each other.
That usually never works.
Yeah, doesn't seem like it would work. So the dad leaves, and they're decorating for Christmas. The boy is giving her all kinds of attitude. Like, they are not, which rightfully so, they are not having it.
Yeah.
He
watches her shower, apparently.
Yeah, that was creepy.
But to be in his defense, that was his goal.
Yeah.
I think he was hoping that his goal, I think in his head, that was step one, right? Like, okay,
creepy.
He's going to be weirded out and immediately call dad to come get everyone out of this situation.
Yeah.
That didn't work. He escalated to plan B.
Yeah.
Which was drugging her and hiding all the shit. I mean, the plan went A,
well, this is
B.
Yeah.
Quick.
So
there's no middle ground.
Yeah. But we'll get there. But so they fall, because you think it's going one way and you're like, oh crap, like, are they dead? Because they pull out this heater, this gas heater that apparently smells, and she goes to sleep. The stepmother goes, I don't know, they're not married at this point though, are they?
No.
So the girlfriend. Yeah. So the girlfriend falls asleep, and when they wake up, all the Christmas decorations are gone, her pills are gone, the house looks like it's not been lived in.
Also, what the fuck did they drug her with?
Right?
That they got an entire Christmas tree down and she didn't. And if anybody knows and you could give me that prescription, very, very much obliged. Thank you. I'd love to be that kind of raucous. Impressive.
But we're finding out, but she's slowly, and her meds are gone, so she's descending into her mental issues. And they've apparently got, like, recordings from her old pastor that they're playing around the house.
Which is her father. And she starts to hallucinate and the son tells her that he thinks that they are dead, that they are in purgatory. Etc. And they keep, the children keep saying that, harping on that. You see them move clocks, you see them move things, you...
There's a memorial, a little memorial. She leaves the house. First of all, I wouldn't, and that blanket and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. And if he was going to leave, I'd be like, then we need to bring up two cars. Like, oh, but we said she doesn't drive. So no, I'm not like, I'm not letting you take the only car.
Right.
That we have. Because now that's why they ended up stranded. Or she thought.
Right. She keeps walking around, and now the cold, the lack of food, and the lack
of meds
is wrecking her brain to the point where she is starting to hallucinate. I think we can probably intune, although they never say exactly what her diagnosis was, that the cult life has left her with a touch of PTSD and perhaps schizophrenia.
Yeah.
So she is clearly seeing and hearing things. Well, she is hearing things, but also seeing things. She sees a room that she thinks her father is in while she's on that walk. She just sees very weird, creepy things, which is clearly her lack of medication. Medication for mental illness is no joke.
Yeah.
My mom went into the hospital for some kidney failure for her medication, and it got, they weaned her so incorrectly, she had to be rehospitalized to be restabilized. So it's a very scary thing. And just the fact of knowing probably that she didn't have her tethering device, which would be her medication, was unhinging her even quicker than just the medicine drawing itself from her system was. So now she finds the dog dead in the snow, and this is when
that just sends her
and
stop. Yeah,
the kids realize that now the dog dying was not part of their plan. The little girl admits she left the door open and it's a mistake. She won't come inside, and this is when the kids have realized they've gone too far.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm in purgatory anyway, I can't die from this, you hung you didn't die. And he's like,
oh yeah, we skipped, yeah, we missed that. Yeah, so at one point after he mentions that they think they're in purgatory, they're looking at, they even printed out an obituary for them, like they went hard on this.
Yeah.
So you find out, you see that they've got an obituary with their all three of their pictures on it, and they're praying and they're freaking out, she's yelling at him, it's like a very crazy moment. And then they run upstairs, and then she hears the sister screaming for her, so she runs up the stairs, and when she gets there, the boy is hanging, it looks like he's hung himself on the stairwell, but he looks up at her and he's like, see, I told you we can't die, or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's, yeah, that was another moment. And then she goes outside and finds the dog, and now she's like, okay, we're pretty much in purgatory here.
Yeah.
And then we find out, and then they show the kids going under. This is when we find out that the kids have been doing this. They've been setting this up. They took out the decorations. Like you said, they changed the clocks. They put out the little memorial. They put flowers outside with their photo, so it looked like people had been by. They hid everything. They turned off the generator, too, didn't they? That's why they didn't have.
They turned off the water, the electric. Yep.
Yeah. They went ham on this prank. I don't really know what outcome they were going for.
Well, I think their goal was to just get her to be like, listen, your kids are crazy and I don't want to be with you anymore.
Yeah. Did not have this planned.
No, did not. But also, perhaps if you have all this technology at your disposal to make yourself a fake obit, etc., read a medication label.
Oh, right.
Shit, what are the side effects? Oh, fuck.
What is this medication for?
Yes. And then you would know this ain't a good look.
I mean, the boy was old enough to know you should not mess with someone's medication in the first place. Like,
correct.
That's...
But the father's old enough to know that you do not leave two children that are grieving the death of their mother with the woman they blame for the death of their mother.
Who is also heavily medicated.
Right.
In the middle of nowhere, in the snow.
With no way out. Like, if you and I were concocting, like, the perfect recipe for disaster,
that would have
three things we'd dash in. Unstable person.
Kids who hate the adult.
No way out.
Middle of nowhere, no neighbors. It all sounds great. Sounds perfect.
Yes.
Why don't do houses with no neighbors? Another prime example of why I will not do a house with no neighbors.
Yeah.
Vacation home or not, I don't care. There's got to be people within a mile. Not even a mile. Like, there's got to be people around somewhere where I can get to quickly if I need to.
I don't need it where if my neighbor is knocking, I can feel it in my home. Yeah, I'm looking at you, 257, but that's neither here nor there. But a nice amount of space. Like, when we went to Texas and rented the Airbnb, I could see the other house. There's probably a minute walk over to it.
That's fine. That's fine.
Less than a minute if I was feeling frisky. That's what I like.
A fast minute. That's, yeah, I need at least that. But this
fast minute. I want to be able to see a house. I don't need to be, like, making love to the house.
I don't want to go borrow milk and have it go bad before I can get back home. Like, that's too far.
Yeah.
That's too far.
I mean, every movie we see like this. If you just had some fucking neighbors, you'd be alive. Strangers, I'm looking at you. You know what I mean?
Just somebody.
Somebody.
Just living out in the middle of nowhere is for the birds, and I don't know why people are still doing it.
Yeah.
Privacy be damned. Like, nope.
No, I'm good. I want somebody to hear me scream while I'm being murdered. You know, right. Just the little things in life.
Even if she had just seen another car.
Yeah.
Like, she would have known everything was okay.
There was no way to see another car. They were so off the roadway.
Right, off the path.
Yeah.
No mail, no nothing. Now, what did they do with the phones? They just didn't charge them? They let the batteries run out? Okay. And this is when she starts, now they're starting to get scared. She finally comes in the house. They're getting scared because she's...
Should have been a little smarter and overcharged those phones or something. Had a backup plan for that. Yeah. That.
But again, you know, now she's starting to do her I'm guessing their rituals or stuff they had them do in the cult, like kneeling on...
Have you ever seen the Da Vinci Code?
No.
Okay. So I'll help you and anybody else who only knows about normal religious practices. That is the act of self-flagellation. It is
in... Oh, I do know. Okay, I know what that is. Yes. Yeah.
So people often beat themselves with a whip, walk, or kneel on items of pain for an extended period of time to prove their penitence for them. Yeah.
It's like making up for their sin or whatever.
It's real old-timey now. You just go tell Father Luke a little something. You say you two out on Mary's. And two Hail Marys.
That's when they'd lose me. I'd be like, you want me to kneel on what now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
I will see you guys later.
Listen, I'm 40. At this point, even when I go to church, which I don't, but... you know, my brother had a communion. I went. I'm a good sister. I don't kneel. Okay? I don't. God bless. I can say the prayers to God sitting in that pew just as good. My knees can't handle it. He gave me these knees, so he needs...
He knows. He gets it. He gets it.
Plus, I mean, how rude to the poor priest up there talking. My knees are just cracking 24.
Like, can whoever's eating the bag of chips stop? Nope, it's just my knees. Knees here.
What was so funny, a friend of mine, also in her 40s, she has a physical trainer, and they were working out, and, you know, her joints are cracking, as they do at this age. And he's like, are you okay? Should we get you checked? And she's like, oh, good stuff. You just wait. These sounds are coming to you. This is normal. This is what we all sound like.
I can't bend down anymore without the cartilage, like my left knee. Like I can hear like cartilage moving in my knee when I bend, and it irritates me. I'm like, stop it. I am not old yet. Stop it. It's
Yeah, it's just life. So yeah, I'm not kneeling on no burning logs.
No burning logs. That's
right. I'll just live in purgatory. Like honestly, I'll just chill it out. We'll be fine.
Apparently, I already messed up. I'm done. I can't. There's nothing I can do. Like,
listen, I understand. There's no food. That's a little bad. But just take a nap under that blanket. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Nobody in purgatory was asking you for nothing.
There were no instructions, so I would not have assumed that was how you fix it.
Now, the father has heard from the daughter, but not the girlfriend in a number of days. He has said that the guy at the grocery store has a key if there's an emergency. Why didn't he call that person to do a safety check?
Right. Also, and he saw the dog.
At the very least, they are stuck without power.
Yeah.
And
just hearing from the daughter shouldn't be enough. Like, you should be like, I need to speak to Grace. Yeah, that's her name. I need to speak to Grace because she's the adult. Like, why are you just talking to the kids? And then, he sees their plan in the dollhouse. That's the other reason why he hurries up, because they mapped out this whole, it almost had a Hereditary feeling with the
mapping out.
The diorama feel, because they did the whole plan in the dollhouse. I thought the cinematography was pretty interesting. Like, how they showed the up close of the glass and how they would intersperse the dollhouse stuff in there.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Every once in a while, it would take me a second to realize we were inside the dollhouse.
Yeah.
Really, only until we saw the figurines was I like, oh yeah, no, we are. Okay. which is good. Also, how rich
were these movies? They always have money.
And I'm sorry, but good sir. Hold on. What was it about Grace that he found appealing in the least? First of all, too young. Second of all, I think he had some sort of weird savior
kind. I was just going to say the savior thing, that I can make her better. Or, yeah, that had to be, because there's not really anything interesting about her in particular.
No.
Other than she was in a cult.
And also, not for nothing, at no point since she left that cult when she was 12, did anybody try to teach this woman life skills? She can't drive. He tells them she cannot cook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She does figure out how to make hot water, though. I'm proud of her for that one. Good job, Grace.
I think TJ could figure that out.
I'm just saying. TJ could probably also cook better.
Probably. I mean, I tell you guys, he's so sneaky. Today, I see him, and I'm like, I baked cookies today, and I'm like, where'd you get that cookie? He hides it behind his back and he's like, you don't see a cookie.
Wow.
No, I did see a cookie. That's why we're
happy. That's why I asked about it. Wow. He thinks you're stupid. He's like, she's not going to know.
No, he's more like Alicia. Mommy pinched a nerve in her neck yesterday. She doesn't have the wherewithal. I'm getting away with it. And he's right, because the second he was out of my eyesight, I'm like, fuck it, let him have the cookie. I'm not turning my neck for this. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've pretty much cut my neck still this entire time.
So at this point,
What are you doing to your
neck? My neck is sore, too. It's not like I can still move it and stuff, but it's, like, sore right
now. Are your lymph nodes?
No. I don't know. It's just, like, bruised. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's not swollen or anything. I'm fine. But.
Oh, jeez. You're falling apart at the seams.
What?
You and I are falling apart.
I know. This will be our last season.
We're going to be dead by next season. Oh, jeez.
But at this point, the kids are terrified now because they can tell she's gone off the deep end. She's, they're upstairs
you
in the
pushed
attic.
Her off the deep end!
Huh?
Yes, they pushed her off the deep end.
Yeah, and they're trying to stay upstairs. Oh, and just before the dad left, he showed her how to shoot a gun. So
actually, that seemed to be the only thing she did know how to do.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because he didn't really, like, he explained it to her, and then she shot pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She became real proficient in that. I'm going to go ahead and say that cult had a couple guns.
Probably.
As most cults do.
To defend the commune.
God.
So now where are we at?
So the father is a coming.
Oh yeah, he's in his car on his way
into the house, and she's like, no, we're in purgatory. I'll show you. You can't die. Oh yeah, he can.
Oh yeah, and I don't know why he walks up to her calmly. Like at that point, I'm jumping at her.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna stand there and let her point the gun at my head. Right. I was like, sir, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I would have jumped at her and wrestled the darn gun out of her hand and gotten my kids the F out of there.
Right.
But he thought he could talk her out of it with the gun pointed at his head and thought she'd just hand it over.
Tackle now.
Right.
Like, why didn't the kids just bum rush her from behind?
Right. Push her and him down the stairs. I don't care. Do something. Because she was about to shoot them, I guess.
Now, I thought the movie was going to end as I was watching it, was that the kids get away, pin the dad's murder on her, she goes into a loony bin, and honestly, that would have been more interesting than what happened.
I thought it was an interesting ending. They try to get away in the dad's car. They do make an effort to do that, but the car gets stalled in the snow once again. Living out in the middle of nowhere where you...
First of all, and also, a station wagon is not snow approved. That was a real wheel drive station. It's like...
Yeah, that was not, especially not that kind of snow.
Yeah.
Not that deep of snow. It's not, and then that's exactly what happened. It got stuck. So she was able to get, although how, she would have never been able to pull me out of that car though.
Right.
Like, there's no way she'd have gotten the both of us out of that car.
Lock the doors, children.
Lock the doors, kick her in the face if she tries to grab you, like, do something. But yeah. Somehow, they don't show it. Somehow, she gets them out of the car because they knew that you can't show that because there's no way she'd be able to.
Right. And now they're all sitting at the table.
Including the dad's body.
Yeah.
He's got that propped up nice.
Yeah.
Oh, they did show that after he got shot in the head, she goes, Richard? Like, she tries to talk to him.
Yeah.
With his blood running out of his head.
Yeah, well, you know, we're in purgatory, so. And then she puts, just like had happened to her as a child, the tape with the word sin over it, and she's just pacing the table with the gun, and we fade to black.
Yeah. And we know that the gun has, well, they show the two bullets in the gun. So we're left to assume she shoots the kids, and probably herself.
How?
And, huh?
If there's two bullets, three people.
Well, there might have been one in the...
in the chamber.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's how it ends. I thought it was an interesting... I thought they were going to do the gunshots after it faded to black, which would have been a little bit more interesting. But yeah, that's the gist of the movie.
Now, the other thing is, these kids clearly had grandparents. We see them at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you just call up one of your grandparents and be like, hey, dad's trying to make us spend Christmas with this crazy lady. Can we spend it with you instead? Grandparents jump at that shit. They would have been all on it.
Yeah, yeah. We've established these kids aren't the brightest.
Well, no, I think they didn't think that this would go. No, I think they agreed to do it, to play this prank.
This, yeah.
And then, because they obviously didn't make that obituary and all that other stuff there.
They made it. Yeah, they brought it with them for sure.
So this was premeditated insanity.
Yeah.
But once again, while that is crazy pants, and I don't agree with their actions, the only person here to blame is the father.
So many bad choices in this movie. So many. Even as the girlfriend.
In the movie, bad choices.
Just bad choices people make. Location, location, location. Even as the girlfriend, like, I don't want to be with you. I'd be like, no, your kids hate me. I'm not,
right.
Not doing this. I don't understand why you want to be with someone who has kids that young that don't like you. Once again, you got grown kids that are doing their own thing, that we're having our own separate life. You can go away. But kids that young, I would never date someone who had kids that age that didn't like me.
Even if I had been dating this woman, once my children's parent dies,
right,
get over.
I like, now I definitely
sole priority for at least the next 3 years.
Yeah, well, and she's like, what, 8, 9?
Yeah,
so like 9 years, like, this is gonna be a while,
right? But I'm saying, like...
Oh, but you're saying for grief?
For grief.
Like, yeah, yeah.
They're my sole priority for at least 3 years. Like,
oh, yeah, like no dating.
To be in grief counseling, we need to do individual grief counseling.
Yeah.
To do family grief counseling, even for me.
Right.
Even if I'm not with that spouse, for me, there's a lot of feelings that would be tied up in that.
And you're like, you'd want to be learning how to help your kids out. Like,
right. Exactly.
He was so, so, yeah. He was pretty terrible.
Yeah. He was the worst. I give this 4 out of 10 heels.
4 out of 10. I have mixed feelings about it. I think I liked it, but I wouldn't be like, oh my God, it's so good. To me, it's worth a watch, at least one watch. And watching it again was pretty interesting because I saw little things that I didn't before.
It's getting a 4 because they cast Alicia Silverstone.
You really didn't like it. That's hilarious.
It's just, there were so many better ways to go with this core premise. You know what would have been interesting? A ghost story. Grace is actually crazy. The kids have done nothing. They're fighting for their lives against her. And Ghost Mama Alicia comes in to save the day. That would have been more interesting. I know you're not a fan of ghost stories. I would have done
it. No, I am. No, I like ghost stories. No, it's witches, vampires, and werewolves that I'm not too into. And possession movies that I'm not that big a fan of.
Don't you think that would have been good?
That would have been good.
I just wanted more Alicia. Okay.
I know. At least I prepared you that she wasn't going to be in it much.
I know. You did.
I'm surprised. I thought you would have liked it a little bit, but I thought it was interesting. Man, the way she deteriorates, like.
Okay. The other thing is, neither of those kids were adorable enough. Sorry, they could have cast cuter kids.
I like the Bill kid.
And the father was ugly. He was nothing to write home about. I know he wasn't in it.
He was, like, super hot. I wouldn't say he was unattractive. Grace was definitely. As far as not being with Alicia Silverstone, to be with Grace, it's like, ah.
Yeah.
Ah. I don't know about that.
It's like, oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Taking a step back, are we?
Yeah. I guess none of them just held my interest. I'm going to tell you straight out how little. You know, those cookies I talked about?
Yeah.
I literally went in the kitchen and made those while the movie was going. I didn't pause or anything. I was like, I hope I come back to all these people being dead.
That's so, well.
Honestly, for me personally, it would have been a more interesting story if they had all ended up in purgatory.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been a mind fuck, I think I would have liked that more.
I liked the twist of the kids doing it because I was like, ooh. And then the fact that they end up pretty much dead at the end, I was like, well, there you go. Don't be a shithead and you won't end up getting shot by your dad's girlfriend. That was my takeaway.
I do think, though, that the three of them dying and the father having to live with the grief of his poor choices would have been more interesting.
That would have been, it would have been interesting had she done that and then he came home to that.
Right.
But the setup of them thinking that they were going to be saved was good. And then, so that made it, like, it was like, oh, good, the dad's here. They're going to be okay. And I was like, nope, she got rid of him, too.
Yeah, she got rid of everyone.
Her too, like, her face, the cold, she looked so tore up by the end.
True. I mean, and it would do it to anybody.
Yeah. They
took away the poor girl's moisturizer, so.
They did, among other things. And then they were like, oh, where's her medication? And they never did show whether they gave it to her or not, which obviously they didn't.
Right.
But then she was too far gone.
Even if she did, it would have taken, do they ever say exactly how many days has passed?
No, I feel like it's at least 2. It would be like 2 or 3, maybe. But to make it seem like it was like a long time. But how long was that supposed to be gone?
The thing, by 2, it can't be more than 2. And the reason I say this is because by 2, now we know the kids are eating something that they've hidden.
Yeah.
But she would not have even been able to walk. She would have been so lethargic from the lack of water and
lack of food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a little bit wonky on the time frame.
Yeah.
I did like that they were watching the thing.
Oh, I was wondering if you had caught that.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah. Immediately.
And she couldn't handle it. So then we went to Jack.
I know. I was like Jack Frost with Michael Keaton. C- come on, kids. Yeah, she wanted to change the movie. And then we find out that's why he gave her the hot chocolate. She thought he was being sweet. Nope. He was being a bastard.
Yeah.
Slipped her a roofie or whatever.
Once again, if anybody knows what the sleeping pills they gave were. Right
in. Alicia would like to know.
Alicia needs some. You know, speaking of the knocking, I was this close to falling asleep last night. The knocking on my neighbor's house woke me up. Like, when I tell you.
What are they doing?
I have no clue. No clue.
That's weird.
I kept fed every night from the bedroom going, you fucking hear that? He's like, I've got my noise canceling headphones on. I'm like, oh, you can hear it if you did it. They're using jackhammers to knock on the door. Why? It's
weird.
Have you ever heard knocking? Like, I've never heard knocking. Like,
that is weird.
I'm in an apartment complex and I didn't hear knocking.
I know. I'm like, and you're that's a neighbor. Like,
yeah.
That's such a weird noise to hear.
Like, once again, my house isn't like theirs. It's not in the middle of nowhere, but we're also not a connected things. I live in a ranch. Like, there's yard between
us. Yeah, there's yardage.
Why do I hear the?
That is weird. But, overall, I would give this movie is probably 5, 6. Because I think it is worth a watch at least once. And it was very much a slow burn. But I don't know. Yeah, it's like mixed feelings. Like, I liked it, but I'm not like crazy. So
my thing is slow burn movies need to have hard hitting actors and actresses like a Toni Collette, like Pugh. You know what I mean? Like, you need to have a centralized figure that you're really just watching. And Grace's character just didn't carry it enough for it to be that.
Yeah.
And I don't think the actress did a bad job. I think
no, it was just the material what she was.
The material, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there weren't enough things happening for her to. I think they should have spaced out the weird stuff differently, so it was almost constant without it being constant.
Yeah, like dropped more clues and stuff or whatever.
Like the wind almost sounding like a sermon, but it's not. So she's just
seeing her fall into
her
descent to madness.
Things in the wind or in the snow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slower things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Or even when they having the kids, because when they want you to think it is purgatory before the reveal that it is the kids aren't seeing enough stuff. Nothing's really happening to the kids. So if you're watching, you're kind of like, why is she the only one experiencing anything? It takes you like they should have been maybe experiencing some visions of their mom or something.
Yeah.
You know,
but you don't think that would have thrown it off because then the reveal wouldn't make sense. You'd be like, well, why are they saying things if?
Well, because then you would assume that the kids made those just like the sounds, or maybe if they were hearing their tapes of their mom, that you would assume that they did those things to trick
far into saying made themselves part of it more.
Right. Exactly. That's right.
They do. Okay, gotcha.
If they made themselves part of the purgatory instead of her being the only one that's experiencing anything that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be upset though. I'd be like, how come there was no picture of me outside? Nobody brought me flowers?
You're so self-centered.
Nobody brought me flowers. That's cool.
Now, next week, talking about a semi-slow burn movie in which the two central characters really are just people you can get behind is the titular Misery. Mm. And I have to say, I'm rewatching Haven, and I love how many little Stephen, because it's based on The Colorado Kid, which is a tiny book by Stephen King. And I love how they work very good at putting the tiniest Easter egg. So I was watching one episode and a girl gets a gift and it's the book. And he goes, Misery's Revenge, signed by the author before his foot got chopped off by that horrible woman.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tiniest line, just like.
I like that. That's funny.
Heavy-handed or ham-fisted. And I have to say, Kathy Bates and James Caan, you would have thought when Stephen King was writing Annie Wilkes, he had Kathy Bates in mind the whole time. She brings that character to life.
She does such a good job.
In a way that is just, the fact that she wasn't even Emmy nominated for that. I know it's because they don't give to the genre that often. But that's really...
Which sucks, and it's stupid. It's like, is it for good acting or is it not? Like, I don't understand why a genre is not included.
Especially if you can take a character that is by far, in the canon of Stephen King, one of his best villains. One of the things I love about her as a villain is that she looks like your mom.
Yeah.
And she just looks so warm and homey, and she's got that aw shucks and oh geez, just so perfect. Because there are other villains that I love, but you always only see them as villains. Where with Annie, you're like, you get the backstory of where things went wrong in her life and why she's here. And it gives her such a humanist that, like, Pennywise, the Man in Black, even Cujo, Tula, Randall Flagg, they don't have that. She has it, just like Carrie. Carrie has a humanist, and you feel a great sympathy for her as a villain. I feel the same for Annie. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very excited to talk about that next. Yeah,
that's a good one. It's a good one. What are you streaming on right now?
Oh, I didn't look. I didn't look because I own it. So
let's see. Oh, and if you are interested in watching The Lodge, it is on Hulu.
Hulu. The Lodge, yes.
Oh, it's on Showtime. Sweet. Misery is on Showtime. I will be watching that.
It's only on Showtime?
I mean, no, it's on, but it's paid on everything else. It's not free anymore. You can buy it on everything, but it's not free on anything.
Like I said, I own it, but well, guys, hope you have Showtime.
Or own it. Or you can rent it, I'm sure.
No, it looked like it was only to buy on those things.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's got to be a rent option.
No, Redbox. You know what, guys, though? Get yourself a free 7-day trial of Showtime.
We have. Thank you, ma'am.
Anything else we should talk about this week? Now, folks, please pray that it warms up in New York State. Your girl can't handle this weather anymore. She cannot handle it.
I'm going to unleash a sickle pretty soon.
Yeah, if anybody wants to chip in for a Snuggie, that'd be great.
On your Valentine's gift exchange.
Oh, I've got to do that. I didn't do that yet. I guess that is all for this week.
Yeah, short and sweet. It's a...
If you have a front-wheel drive vehicle, don't try to drive in that much snow. Your car's going to get somewhere.
No matter how much you hate someone, don't take away their meds. Because they're just going to get worse, so...
Yeah. It's not going to go well for you.
Yeah. And don't live in places that don't have neighbors.
Yeah. Get a neighbor. Any neighbor.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Even neighbors who knock for no reason.
No.
Hey, I would take that over getting shot.
Our oil delivery guy totally forgot he was coming. I answered the door completely braless today, so that was fun for him. Sure. In a white tank, just to give everybody a full view of what our oil delivery man now knows about me.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Good for him. Also, guys, oil prices in this country. $326, and that was with my coupon.
What are you oil for?
My heat.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently a lot of you have let me know that this is really a New York State thing.
Yeah, never heard of that. I'm like, why do you have an oil man? Why do you have an oil man?
I don't have an oil man. Yeah, so, and you know what's so funny is, I guess it was Texas. Yeah, Stephanie was like, I don't, because I was bitching to her about the price, and she's like, I don't She's like, wait, so you pay electric, gas, and oil? Well, like, well, yeah, gas for my stove, oil for my heat, electric for everything else. She goes, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, that's the way this happens.
You're like, I don't know what to tell you.
Because we don't have, in my town, we don't have gas lines. Like, some towns do, we don't. So, like, up at my job, it is natural gas up there. Down here, because of how close we are to the water, mm-hmm. it's not. We also don't have sewers in my town, so my town's all.
Wow.
Yeah, so move to Long Island. I know I'm a one-woman Long Island. For tourism.
Oh, man.
Come see our lack of sewers.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
It does. Well, that is all, guys. If you're in one of these states currently experiencing below negative temperatures, stay warm, stay safe, get a snuggie.
Get a snuggie.
I don't know. I don't know why I ever mocked the snuggie.
It was a great invention.
I don't know why I mocked it.
I think it was because of how it was presented to us. The commercials were so cheesy. It was just like,
it was
hard to take it seriously. But it is actually, in fact, a great idea. But then I would just put on my robe backwards when I didn't buy a snuggie. I had a robe on backwards. I know it's not a full blanket. I know that. I'm just saying. I made do with what I had.
Yeah.
So Misery next week. It's on Showtime. If you want to watch The Lodge, it's on Hulu. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Later.
So.